I guess we're in the dog days camp now, eh? How's it going for you? I was telling one of the old linemen, I feel bad for them because they have to play the first game to protect the quarterbacks, and you know they get to play. You didn't play the first game. You're kind of one of the vets. Now, how tough has it been to wait to get the game action? Finally?
Yeah, I mean it's been a while. Obviously, we didn't go to the playoffs last year, which makes it a little bit longer. So, definitely itching to get back out there and get on the field and make some plays.
How's camp been for you?
I think it's been a really good camp for me overall, so I feel like I've definitely made strides from last year for sure.
How different is it for you, like, just to come and know what happens and know the kind of the rundown and what
it's
to
just,
expect?
Yeah, it's nice to, you can kind of, plan. You get a good plan of the practice, good plan of the day when the meetings are, so you learn how to use your time in between for sure.
Yeah, excited for Saturday, I assume?
Super excited, ready to go.
Yeah. How do you control the emotions a little bit? You want to go out, I know it's an old sports phrase, like don't do too much or whatever.
Yeah.
You just want to go out and play your game, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, there's going to be emotions high and low, but you just try to control them both, right? You don't get too excited, you don't get too low. So
tell me about the receiving corps and how different it is this year compared to
we got a lot of new receivers out here, but I mean, honestly, I'm excited to see what they can do on the field. We got a ton of great athletes out here and I can't wait to get them the ball.
What's the week after? I mean, you guys got you almost have another training camp after the preseason is over, right?
Yeah,
because
so, I mean.
That extra week in there.
Yeah, I don't know how everything's going to work out. Maybe we'll have 2 days. Who knows? I don't know. We'll rock with whatever we got, so.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.